Unit 14, Roosevelt's New Deal.
During the 1930s, the world faced a major economic crisis called the Great Depression. People around the world suffered the effects of a sharp decline in trade and production. The Depression started an epidemic of unemployment and increased poverty. The United States was hit hard by the Depression. Industry suffered, farmers were forced to move off their land, and paper money lost its value. In the hopes of stopping the Depression, Americans elected Franklin D. Roosevelt as the President of the United States. He promised the country a New Deal. The New Deal was the name President Roosevelt gave to the programs and policies the administration offered the American people. They were a way to lift the country out of the Depression, referred to as the three R's. The three goals of the New Deal were relief, reform, and recovery. The plan promised to bring relief from poverty, to reform the government, and to rebuild the economy. The three R's were accomplished by a drastic change in the way the government acted in the private sector. Under the New Deal, the federal government took control of some businesses which had only been operated by private entities. The president openly blamed the greed of many Americans for the Depression and acted to rectify the problem. At that time, people with a lot of currency or gold hoarded them and did not put them into banks because of the fear of losing their money. This made the Depression worse because banks had no money and were forced to close. In response, Roosevelt enacted the Emergency Banking Act, which worked to shut down insolvent banks so that they could be restructured. It also allowed the government to seize the gold of private citizens in exchange for paper money. To provide relief for people suffering from unemployment, the government stepped into the domain of the private sector by becoming a large-scale employer. Programs like the Civilian Conservation Corps, CCC, the Federal Emergency Relief Administration, FERA, and the Works Progress Administration, WPA, employed as many as 3.3 million people in a variety of jobs. It was not until the start of World War II that such programs would be discontinued. Industry increased production as America prepared for war against the Axis powers, providing all those willing to work with jobs.